here you are, 93. You've got your much younger wife here, yeah. Catherine. And as you look back on your life, both of you, it's been a good life?
Yes.
I think it's been a good life.
Never been hungry a day in my life, never been barefooted a day in my life, never been without clothes, never been without a roof over my head in my whole life.
And that's better than a lot can say, believe me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I may not have but two or three pennies, but I got some of them. If I don't have but three pennies, then I know not to spend all three of them. You know.
I believe that today young blacks are obviously accepted far more in community than when you were young.
Yeah.
Does it make you wish that you were a youngster today and you wouldn't have to go out?
No. I don't want to be in it. I don't want to be in their mix. I was in mine. I don't want to be in there. They have their life. I've had mine. I'm coming down to the end. And that's the way I want it. We teach our children, don't cry when I'm gone. Give me my flowers while I'm here. Meaning, treat me nice while I'm here. You won't have anything to cry about when I'm dead. Don't come to a funeral of mine bawling and crying because I died, because I was born to die. You can count on death. You were born to die. That's one thing that you are certainly going to do is die. So get ready for it. That's the way we teach our kids, our grandkids. Hey, be ready. Be ready for it.
You know, you live in a nice home here. Did you buy this home many years ago, or did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
From saving money?
We came here as homeowners. I found this house. When I walked into the door of this house, it was being used like a speakeasy. The lady that owned the house at that time had owned a hotel on Greenwood and Orchard.
Cafe, it wasn't a hotel.
It was a hotel. She owned the hotel and the restaurant there. That's the way I got it. That's the way she told me. Anyway,
I know.
That's what. Anyway, she owned this house. And that's the way she was using this house, just like she used that house.
When you say speakeasy, tell students who are listening, what is a speakeasy?
Well, a fun house where you can go, you hear the music, you eat, you drink, you celebrate.
A legal place where you could go and get a drink and sit down and enjoy yourself. And they call it a speakeasy because you wasn't rowdy or anything in there. You just sit down and order you a drink and whatnot.
When I walked in here, it was a bar in this room. And a great big, real nice refrigeration thing where they kept drinks and the food and stuff. Back in there was the kitchen. That's where they cooked. They had closed in the back porch to make it big enough for a cafe. They had pool table in the front. That was a private room where a party could come and rent that room. The door would be closed. You could party in there until your time was up, and then you left and somebody else's party was in there.
Well, I want to thank both of you for this time, because this will be for students for many, many years to come.
We hope so.
On a website so that students can listen to the way it was. And I appreciate your visiting with us today. Both of you were very good.
Well, thank you
any
for
comment,
coming.
Any kind of a comment that you'd like to make?
It's thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And I have to go and finish what I was doing. Because we are getting ready to go for another fun jaunt. We are going to hear Earth, Wind, and Fire. Philip Bailey, that sings with Earth, Wind, and Fire, is my cousin.
Oh, really?
And we are going to see him perform in Oklahoma City.
This weekend?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well, have a safe trip and enjoy.
Well, thank you.
We will.
Yeah. And I got to say, for 93 years old, you don't look 93. Well, neither one of you look old, and I haven't even asked you, Catherine, what your age is.
I'm 84.
You both look young. Can I take your picture?
If you have to.